At the beginning of the pandemic, when the nation faced rampant unemployment, both landlord and tenant advocates predicted a tsunami of housing issues that would overwhelm the courts, homeless, and housing services. Those advocates are hoping that millions in rental assistance and several tenant laws that go into effect this summer in Washington could resolve the anticipated wave of evictions. But many fear that help won't be ready in time. Washington's eviction moratorium is set to expire June 30th, the same day the state's economy is set to reopen.
We're not ready. We don't have enough people back to work. Their employment isn't stable to sustain the repayment on top of their rent and the rent increases that we anticipate.
That's Terry Anderson. She's the executive director of the Spokane branch of the Tenants Union of Washington State. She said several new laws will help, including a just cause eviction law. But she says many tenants may not have had a chance to apply for the most recent round of rental assistance, and they may not realize now they have more legal protections, especially if they're not represented by a lawyer.
Yes, I think the laws have some built-in protections, but not if we just do it abruptly like this. That's why there's such a need to delay this for a while so we can get everything in place. So those resources are here. I think that's how it was designed. And so I think we should give it the time it needs to make it work.
Spokane City Council President Brian Beggs said he's concerned about the approaching expiration of the eviction moratorium and has approached the governor about extending it.
It would be sad if we went through all the trouble to do all of this and then just because for a few weeks we couldn't get the money out in time, the courts were flooded.
Beggs said in the past, Governor Jay Inslee has acted just before the moratorium expires. There's no guarantee of that this time, and Beggs said the city could provide a backup plan. Steve Corker, the president of the Landlords Association of the Inland Northwest, said the new eviction legislation has caused confusion for landlords. Corker said landlords are in a difficult situation. They haven't been able to raise rent for months, and many tenants are still behind.
So I'm not worried about massive evictions. I'm worried about the process being extended to the point where it creates what I call second phase defunding of landlords.
He said the delays and lengthy court process they could be facing next month could prolong their ability to collect money from tenants, squeezing an already difficult housing market even more. Julie Griffith is the executive director of the Spokane County Bar Association. She says her expectations of what could happen when the eviction moratorium expires has evolved as more tenant legislation has gone into effect. She anticipates a spike and then a long sustained increase of eviction-related issues that the court and mediators will handle, roughly about $2,500 a month.
I think initially we're going to be hit pretty hard for those landlords that aren't aware of all the changes. They will attempt to file eviction paperwork with the courts, and the courts will most likely reject it because it does have to go through quite the process now with the referrals to the eviction resolution program.
She said the organization is already under a heavy load with contract and volunteer lawyers and is trying to hire two full-time lawyers to handle the influx she anticipates will start once the moratorium ends. The state is launching a program to provide lawyers to low-income tenants, but that program may not be ready until the end of the year, says Jim Bamberger, the director of the Washington State Office of Civil Legal Aid. That office is responsible for rolling out the program, and Bamberger says he hopes to have it up and going across the state by October and fully operational by January.
The legislation also gives us 1 year to fully implement this program. Well, tenants don't have 1 year to wait. And so we are really aggressively moving to implement the program as quickly as we can.
He notes that several counties, including Spokane, King, Thurston, Pierce, Clark, and Snohomish, have some form of eviction resolution program in place now, but said they're already in high demand. I'm Rebecca White reporting.